pray that they could restructure, rebuild, and find a new home.
Along with the emergency declaration, Kentucky's governor has activated the state's price gouging protections. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Richmond.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service says to brace for dangerously hot and humid days ahead. An extreme heat warning has been issued starting this afternoon and lasting through Friday for northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Emporia, Lawrence, Manhattan, and the entire Kansas City metro area. With high temperatures forecast in the 90s and very humid conditions, heat indices are forecast from 100 to around 110 degrees each afternoon. The National Weather Service is warning of a major risk of heat-related impacts, meaning the heat will affect anyone without adequate cooling and hydration. The extreme heat warning also includes northwestern Missouri. In addition, a heat advisory is in effect for the rest of the eastern half of Kansas, reaching out to Russell, Great Bend, Sedan, and Arkansas City. In the World Cup, Algeria is advancing to the next stage after a 3-3 draw with Austria last night. That means all four teams based in the Kansas City area, Algeria, which is based in Lawrence, England, the Netherlands, and Argentina are moving on. Hundreds of people turned out last night to welcome the Algerian team back to Lawrence late last night following the game. Algeria will play Switzerland Thursday in the round of 32 in Vancouver. Austria will face Spain Thursday in California. The next match in Kansas City is Colombia versus Ghana in the round of 32 on Friday, July 3rd.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org.
Again, the National Weather Service is issuing an extreme heat warning for the entire terrestrial KPR listening area. Sunny skies today, highs near 93 degrees, but heat index values as high as 107 today. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Under sunny skies, it's 82 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're out of beer, real gusto in the great light beer sense.
The beer that made Milwaukee famous.
You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And then I hope you'll join us later for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, our Kansas 250 bookshelf series continues. We'll hear stories about the girls that desegregated Kansas and America's schools, how Fred Harvey brought fine dining to the West, and a little bit about Kansas baseball.
You have to believe that you can walk into a white school and handle it.
In the middle of nowhere, you could get food that was better than you could find at any city, and that anybody could have it.
Hear about Boston's Fenway Park and Chicago's Wrigley Field being the oldest ones in the major leagues. It's like, well, what does Kansas have?
It's the Kansas 250 Bookshelf Series on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Sunny and warm today, tomorrow, the next day. We're expecting highs today in the lower to mid-90s. Heat index values well above 100 degrees this afternoon. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning. It will take effect this afternoon and run through Friday. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Our story was co-reported and produced by NPR's Marisa Pinalosa. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Border crossing between the U.S. and Canada just got a brand new bridge. But right before the grand opening...
I was heading out. My wife said, your phone's ringing. And I said, oh, God. And the oh, God was the answer and said, don't bother going.
Join me, Don Gagne, to hear about the geopolitical tussle that has truckers hitting the brakes on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Stay for that.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Speaking of the Free State Festival, I hope you'll join us at 2:30 this afternoon for the film Seized. It's the story of the raid on the Marion County newspaper. Yours truly will be moderating the Q&A at that event, so... as part of the Free State Festival that begins at 2:30 this afternoon at Liberty Hall. It's a good day to be inside and in the air conditioning. It's a hot one today, or it's going to be. Sunny skies today, highs near 93 degrees with heat index values as high as 107 degrees today. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. It's 84 in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka, 82 degrees in Emporia.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News Weekend Edition Sunday and This Old House Radio Hour. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Sunny skies and hot today. We're looking for highs in the 90s. Heat index values as high as 107 degrees today. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. So at least we'll get some breeze, but it'll be a hot one. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs again in the 90s. Heat index values well above 100 degrees. It's 84 in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. If you have a clogged drain, we'll tell you the right way to fix it before it turns into a flooded mess.
The major thing that I recommend everyone to purchase for their home is a wet, dry shop vac.
Author David Sedaris returns to the North Carolina coast and the beach house that fulfilled a lifelong family dream.
He calls it the pink house, and it's the worst name.
That's 877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for this Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Sunny skies and warm today. We're looking for highs in the 90s. Heat index values as high as 107 degrees today, tomorrow, the next day. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour today with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Under sunny skies, it's 84 in Lawrence, 85 in Atchison.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot.
We made an offer. The next day, we had a house. And it felt so good to make my family happy.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll stay with us after this Old House Radio Hour for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, the girls that desegregated America's schools, how Fred Harvey brought fine dining to the West, and a look back at Kansas baseball.
You have to believe that you can walk into a white school and handle it.
In the middle of nowhere, you could get food that was better than you could find at any city, and that anybody could have it.
Hear about Boston's Fenway Park and Chicago's Wrigley Field being the oldest ones in the major leagues. It's like, well, what does Kansas have?
It's our newest installment of the Kansas 250 Bookshelf Series, looking at Kansas and American history through books. That's coming up at 11 o'clock right after this Old House Radio Hour on KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot.
Help have fun with it.
All this, plus we're taking your home improvement calls on this very special July 4th episode of This Old House Radio Hour. We'll see you next week on This Old House Radio Hour. Our show is distributed by and co-produced by Elliott Studios and APM, American Public Media. This Old House Radio Hour was created and produced by Ember 20. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a beautiful, if somewhat humid and hot, Sunday morning. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. It's our Kansas 250 Bookshelf Series, continuing with a look at Kansas history through books. That's just ahead here on KPR.
Reporting on it regularly, that helped Esther Brown and the striking families to raise funds. It brought attention to the case, and it helped the New York office finally come out and help to argue the case.
Rachel Devlin is the author of A Girl Stands at the Door, The Generation of Young Women Who Desegregated America's Schools. Our series on the Kansas 250 Bookshelf will continue on Prairie Journal right after this.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and hot today and tomorrow, the next day. We're looking at highs in the 90s for pretty much every week, every day this week. Heat index values well above 100 degrees. The National Weather Service is issuing an extreme heat warning. It will take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon and run through 9 p.m. on Friday. It's 88 in Lawrence. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre.
Carly Fields of the Chinook Black Diamonds, an African-American team, jumped into the chest-deep water to retrieve the ball and threw out a runner at home trying to score from first base.
That's Mark Eberle reading from his book, Kansas Baseball, 1858 to 1941. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
You can find the complete Kansas 250 bookshelf list at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
The busiest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada, but right before the grand opening...
I was heading out, my wife said, your phone's ringing. And I said, oh God. And the oh God was the answer and said, don't bother going.
Join me, Don Gagne, to hear about the geopolitical tussle that has truckers hitting the brakes on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Today we're heading to the Dole Institute of Politics for Maria the Mexican and their recent concert there. Part of our 105 Live concert series at the Dole Institute that took place every Thursday during June. It was a lot of fun. Hope we'll do it again next year. Sunny skies and hot today. We're looking for highs in the 90s. Heat index values as high as 107 degrees today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for much of the KPR listing area. It will take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon, an hour from now, and run through 9 p.m. on Friday. Mostly sunny and hot for tomorrow. Highs again in the 90s. It's 90 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Lawrence. This is KPR.